Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Imminent Dollar Collapse Survival Guide is a nonfiction preparedness and personal finance book aimed at readers who want practical protection against severe monetary disruption. Written by Bud R. Hoyles, it blends crisis planning, household resilience, and wealth defense into a single survival framework built around the possibility of currency collapse, bank freezes, inflation shocks, and rapid loss of trust in financial institutions. The book is not presented as an academic economic forecast. Instead, it is a step-by-step manual for responding to worst-case conditions with immediate concrete action. Its emphasis is on what ordinary families can do before, during, and after a breakdown in the monetary system, recognizing early warning signs, protecting accessible resources, maintaining essential supplies and communications, and restoring order through short-term planning. The tone is urgent but practical, positioning survival as a combination of mindset, preparation, and disciplined execution rather than speculation alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparing for monetary failure before the crisis becomes visible. A central idea in the book is that major currency problems rarely begin with a clean public announcement. Instead, the warning signs appear in financial stress, institutional hesitation, supply disruptions, and rapid inflation before official language catches up. The book encourages readers to think ahead rather than react after the damage is already done. That matters because personal preparedness depends on timing once a bank freeze, panic, or sharp devaluation is already underway. The available options narrow quickly. By framing collapse as something that unfolds through recognizable stages, the book pushes readers to treat preparedness as anticipatory risk management. The practical value of this approach is that it moves attention away from abstract fear and toward observable indicators and early household planning. In this way, the book situates economic collapse not as a distant theory, but as a scenario that requires advanced recognition and structured response. Secondly, protecting savings and income when banks, cash, and institutions lose reliability. Another major focus is the vulnerability of ordinary savings in a destabilized monetary environment. The book highlights the danger that cash can lose purchasing power quickly, while bank accounts may become hard to access through freezes, controls, or delays. Its core concern is not investment sophistication, but liquidity under stress, how a household can preserve access to value when the normal financial system becomes unreliable. This makes the topic distinct from standard personal finance advice, which usually assumes functioning markets and stable institutions. Here, the underlying question is how to reduce exposure to devaluation, prevent avoidable losses, and avoid panic-driven mistakes. The book also implies that scams and opportunistic offers become more dangerous during crises, so protecting wealth includes skepticism, simplicity, and disciplined decision-making. The result is a protective framework that treats cash management, account access, and financial caution as survival issues rather than routine budgeting choices. Thirdly, building a household resilience system for food, water, and communication. The book extends beyond money and into basic physical preparedness, reflecting the reality that economic collapse often produces secondary disruptions in supply chains and essential services. It emphasizes maintaining food, water, and communication systems even on a limited budget, which shows that resilience is not reserved for wealthy preppers with large storage capacity. Instead, the focus is on scalable readiness. Families can make meaningful improvements with modest resources if they prioritize essentials. This matters because monetary collapse does not stay confined to finance. Once trust and liquidity weaken, routine purchasing, deliveries, and information flow may also become unreliable. Food storage, water security, and communication planning therefore become part of financial survival. The book's logic is that households need continuity tools that work when normal commerce stalls. By placing these systems together, it presents preparedness as an integrated household function rather than a set of isolated precautions. Fourthly, the first 24 hours and first week restoring order through immediate action. A distinctive feature of the book is its emphasis on time-sensitive response planning. Rather than offering vague long-term advice, it frames the opening phase of a collapse as decisive, with the first 24 hours and the first week being critical for stabilization. This is a practical way to organize thinking because early crisis behavior often determines whether a family remains calm and functional or becomes overwhelmed by confusion. The book suggests that the immediate goal is not perfect adaptation, but restoring basic order, securing essentials, and reducing exposure to further shocks. That orientation is useful because crisis conditions reward simple priorities: safety, access, communication, and liquidity. By dividing the response into short windows, the book creates a workable structure for people who may otherwise freeze under pressure. This makes the guide more operational than theoretical, turning preparedness into a sequence of manageable decisions rather than an undefined emergency mindset. Lastly, 30-day and 90-day recovery plans for rebuilding stability after collapse, the book does not stop at emergency reaction. It also addresses the recovery phase by promoting practical 30-day and 90-day plans. That recovery orientation is important because true survival after economic disruption depends on more than getting through the initial shock. Households must eventually rebuild routines, reestablish reliable access to necessities, and create a new sense of stability under changed conditions. The value of a staged recovery plan is that it prevents people from treating collapse as only a one-day event. Instead, it recognizes prolonged uncertainty, where normal systems may return slowly or in altered form. This topic gives the book a more complete structure than many crisis guides, because it combines defense, continuity, and adaptation. Its emphasis on rebuilding also helps separate useful preparedness from pure alarmism. The point is not simply to fear disruption, but to create a workable framework for living through it. In that respect, the book functions as both a warning manual and a recovery blueprint. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who are worried about currency instability, bank vulnerability, inflation, or the broader fragility of modern financial systems. It will also appeal to families who want practical emergency planning without wading through technical economics or purely ideological commentary. Its main benefit is that it translates abstract collapse fears into concrete household actions: what to observe, what to secure, how to preserve access to resources, and how to organize the first days and weeks of disruption. Compared with many books in the financial preparedness genre, it is more survival-oriented and less focused on portfolio theory, policy debate, or macroeconomic analysis. Compared with generic prepper books, it is more centered on money, liquidity, and the practical consequences of financial breakdown. That combination makes it stand out in its category. The book's strongest contribution is its integrated approach, linking wealth protection, household readiness, and short-term recovery planning into a single framework that readers can actually apply. If you would like to support Bud R. Hoyles, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.